بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما يقرأ في صلاة الجنازة Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now explains the chapter on what should be recited in the janazah salah, the du'as that a person reads. But first he explains in the Shafi'i madhab and the du'as that they read. He says, يُكَبِّرُ أَرْبَعَ تَكْبِيرَاتٍ يَتَعَوَّذُ بَعْدَ الْأُولَى ثُمَّ يَقْرَأُ فَاتِحَةَ الْكِتَابِ ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ الثَّانِيَةِ ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَيَقُولُ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد والأفضل أن يتممه بقوله كما صليت على إبراهيم لا قوله إنك حميد مجيد ولا يقول ما يفعله كثير من العوام من قراءتهم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي إلى آخر الآية فإنه لا تصح صلاته إذا اقتصر عليه ثم يكبر الثالثة ويدعو للميت وللمسلمين بما سنذكره من الأحاديث إن شاء الله تعالى ثم يكبر رابعه ويدعو من أحسنه اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده واغفر لنا وله والمختار أنه يطول الدعاء في رابعه خلاف ما يعتاده أكثر الناس في حديث ابن أبي أوفاء الذي سنذكره إن شاء الله تعالى. So according to the Shafi'i madhab, first they will read in the entire Salatul Janazah there are four takbirs. So this is in all the madhahib. In Janazah Salah, we have four takbirs. And then he says he will read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem and Surah Fatiha. Then they make takbir, the second takbir. Then they recite Durood Sharif upon Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The entire Durood Sharif, the Durood Ibrahim that we know. And then the third is a dua, which he will explain. Then he says, amongst the dua, best is Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu wa la taftinna ba'dah. So, first, person will say Allahu Akbar, reads A'udhu and Surah Fatiha, then he makes takbir, he reads Durood Sharif, then he makes takbir, he recites this dua, and then he makes takbir, and he terminates. In the Hanafi madhab, very similar, we say Allahu Akbar, and we read Sana. The normal thana that we read in Salat. Then we say Allahu Akbar, we recite Durood Sharif, the same Durood Ibrahim. And we say Allahu Akbar the third time. And then we recite a dua, which is also going to be mentioned in this kitab. And then we say Allahu Akbar, and then we make salam on both sides. So Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu wa la taftinna ba'dahu wa aghfir lana wa lahu. This dua means, O Allah, do not deprive us of this mayyit's reward. And do not put us into tribulation and difficulty and trials after him. And O Allah, forgive us and forgive him. And Nabi Abdurrahman, Awf ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qal, Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala janazatin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salatul janazah. So Awf ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallam led the janazah salah, he performed janazah salah. فَحَفِظْتُ مِن دُعَائِهِ And I learned from his dua. وهو يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه واكرم نزله ووسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الخطايا كما نقيت الثوب الابيض من الدنس وابدله دارا خيرا من داره واهلا خيرا من اهله وزوجا خيرا من زوجه وادخله الجنه واعذه من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار حتى تمنيت أن أكون أنا ذلك الميت رواه مسلم. So this dua that Abdul Rahman or Auf bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah mention in this janazah salah, he said, Oh Allah, forgive this mayit, forgive him, and be merciful to him, and save him from punishment. Oh Allah, pardon him, and وَأَكْرِمْ نُزُلَهُ Oh Allah, he is now going to be in the qabr. Oh Allah, you entertain him in the best of ways, with nobility, and Allah expand his grave. So when a person is a good person, a believer, the qabr expands as far as the eye can see. So Allah expand his grave, because when a person is a disbeliever or is a sinner, then the grave closes upon him. So here Allah expand his grave. Then wash him with water, with snow, with hail. In other words, cleanse and purify him. Cleanse him of sins as you cleanse a white garment of dirt. Allah grant him a better home in exchange of his home in this world. Allah grant him a better family than his family, a better spouse than his wife, Allah admit him into paradise, save him from Jahannam, from the azab of Jahannam, from the azab of Qabr and the azab of Jahannam. So this narrator, he says, I wish that I could have been that deceased person for whom Rasulullah made this dua. So this is also a masnoon dua that is read in the janazah salah. And the common one is what we'll mention now, what most of us have learned from childhood days. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأبي قتادة وأبي إبراهيم الأشعري عن أبيه رضي وأبوه صحابي رضي الله عنه مجمعين عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه صلى على جنازة فقال اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا وشاهدنا وغائبنا اللهم من أحيته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده رواه الترمذي من رواية أبي هريرة والأشعري ورواه أبو داود من رواية أبي هريرة وأبي قتادة قال الحاكم حديث أبي هريرة صحيح على شرط البخاري مسلم قال الترمذي قال البخاري أصح روايات هذا الحديث رواية الأشعري قال البخاري وأصح شيء في هذا الباب حديث عوف بن مالك. So in this hadith where Rasulullah performed this janazah, you look at this dua, اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا. Oh Allah, forgive those who are alive and those who are dead. Forgive our living and our dead. Our young and old. Our males and females. Our present and absent. Wallah, whoever you keep alive amongst us, keep him alive on Islam. And wallah, whoever you give death amongst us, give him death on Iman. Wallah, do not deprive us of his reward and do not put us into trials and tribulation after him. So it's a very beautiful dua, which we normally read in Salatul Janazah. We must learn these duas before we perform janazah salah, and we are reading it all the time, and ponder over the meaning. The meaning is so easy, so beautiful, so we know what we are reading. Allah, forgive hayyina, our living, mayyitina, our dead ones, our young and old, the males and females, those who are present, those who are absent. And Allah, whoever you are going to still keep alive, Allah, make him live on Islam. And whoever's life you are taking, Allah, make him die on Iman. Allah, do not deprive us of the reward of this person and do not put us into any test. Then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi went into some academic discussion on the different narrations. So this is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is bringing now in this chapter, a few masnoon du'as that the person reads during janazah salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, rashadu allahu ilayna, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.